Okay, so today is Daf. Today is Bavas with Daf. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zeichar Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. It's sponsored by the Freud family, Zeichar Nishmas Zev and Aaron Mordechai, and by the Shimon family, Zeichar Nishmas Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael. The Neshamos should have Elios. Okay, we begin Maseches Bava Basra. Before we even start Maseches Bava Basra, what is Maseches Bava Basra doing here? Tosos right away says a shutvin. Tosos says kulu nazikin chadam masechtahi. He says the whole nazikin, but the kama mitziv of Basra is one large masechta. And Rasa points out is that the proof is that's one large masechta is because the order of the Mishnayos, it usually goes from the longest masechta with most parakim down to the shorter one. And the Bavas each have 10, and Sanhedrin has 11. So if that would be the case that it wasn't one Masechta, then Sanhedrin would be longer than the Bavas. So really, the Bavas are 30 Prakim, just like Kalim, and it's broken up in Bava Kamba Mitzvah Bava Basra. Right, so Tosa says, Kula Nazikin Chad Masechtahi, Kidarmina Ba Goz Al Kama, like we just said, Goz Al Kama, Perakam Dava Zora. But then he says, Vafilu Lo Have Chad Masechta. Even if it wasn't one Masechta, then Sarach Lefarish Lama Nishtish Masechta Zo, Achabah Mitzvah. Bottom line, you have to either understand the flow of the prakim or the flow of the masechtos. What's one doing after the other? Get ashtachan, right? So we see in other places the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos and the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos asks what michtei tanim mimaklus solik maish not the ketani Shavuos. Why does it go from maklus into Shavuos? Right? Vechem mikama komos. So then he says, "Ava hada amar betrei masechtos ein seidel mishnah." But don't we say that in two masechtos there is no order? You can't prove anything from the order of the masechtos. So he says, that's only to determine if you have a halakha, if you have a Mishnah that has a machlokas, and later a stam, in one masechta you'll pass like the stam, and two masechtas you can't pass like the stam, because the Rebbe lo shunal talmid lo kaseder ha-misachtos, because Rebbe may not have taught the talmidim in the order, in the end order that we have the masechtos. Upamim shana achrona kol mishana. Sometimes you put the latter one before the prior one, so there's no proof in the order of the Mishnayos there. So why is this after Bava Metzia? We actually mentioned this a few days ago. It's going based on what we just said, what we finished, of Habayis v'Haliyah, Shel Beish, and Naflu, Cholkim Be'etzim. We said over there in Bayis Aliyah that if the house falls down, Bayis Aliyah, then you split. So too, we're going to be talking about splitting over here. There they mentioned Shutvin. The Katari Nami Beis Ginos Zol Gabizu. We mentioned the last Mishnah was two Ginos, one on top of the other. Right? The Yerik Bein Taim, the Havi In Shutvos. The whole thing was partnerships. Talking about partnerships, we're going to continue talking about partnerships. So HaShutvin Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza. The Shutvin, they are two partners. Actually, it should be a Shchenim also. Two people who shared an open courtyard. And you know, in the olden days, the houses opened into the courtyards. So their houses opened into a courtyard. So Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza. They want to make a Mechitza. The Gemara is going to spend time figuring out what the word Mechitza is. We'll go with the first mandamer of the Gemara. They want to make a wall between them. Shutvin Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza B'chatzer. Bonim Es HaKosel Be'emsa. They build a wall in the middle. Each one gives up 50% of the space of the wall, and they build a wall in the middle. So Machlokas amongst Rishonim and Achronim. Does this only apply if they have equal size fields? What if one guy's field is 100 acres, one guy's field is 6 acres, one guy's portion? So maybe the guy would have to give him a pro rata basis. Everyone seems to say no, it's a splitting, because the damage we're talking about is hezek re'iyah, damage of seeing somebody else. Let's figure out what that is. But so if that's the case, it's the same damage. It doesn't have anything to do with the size. The Rashash happens to argue. He says it goes based on the size. So shutvin sherasu lasos mechitza b'chatzir bonus akosu b'emso. So now what do they have to build a wall with? So makom shenagu livnos gvil. We mentioned a couple of days ago we saw all these in the Gemara Bava Metzia as well. If they wanted to build, we use with gvil. Gvil was quarried stone, but not hewn, so it's a little longer. So makom shenagu livnos gvil. Gazis is krisin, levenim, bonim. They build with whichever type of brick they want. Hakol keminig medina. Everything goes in accordance with the minig on the medina. Everyone's going to ask. We'll see the concern in a moment. Tosos, if you're telling you we can build, if Kol Kaminig Medina, what do I need the list for? Kol Kaminig Medina. So what do I need the list for? Gvil. So what if you do Gvil? How wide is the wall going to be? Zen Nosin Gimel Tvachim. Zen Nosin Gimel Tvachim. Each one gives three Tvachim. You have to have a six. Remember that Gvil, the stone of Gvil, is six Tvachim. So each one gives three. Because Zen Nosin Tvachim Mechsa. Zen Nosin Tvachim Mechsa. The Gaza's bricks were five Tvachim. So each one has to pay for 2.5, and used to put 2.5 on their property. If they're using kvisin, each one gives two tvachim. Bilavanim, Zen no Saint Teflach Ometza, Vizen no Saint Teflach Ometza. Each one gives 1.5 Tvachim. Then the Mishnah says, Lefichach, therefore what? Therefore, Rashi says, Hoil ubitchilas habinyon chiyuvam chachavim livnos bein shneihem. Since at the beginning, the outset of the building, the chachamim obligated each of them to pay for half of it. Im nafal hakosel achar shanim rabim. If the wall falls down after many years, eina echad yochel omer kol hakosel nivel b'chelki. One guy can't claim the entire wall was built in my property. Umi sheli hayu avarim, and all the stones are mine. Afal pisha huchzak yose michavero. Even if now he appears to be muchzak, meaning how? Kegocha nafal akoso bechalko. The wall fell down onto one side. So the guy's going to say, it's all mine. Look, it's in my property. It's all mine. So we say, no. Since we know that they both built the wall together, he doesn't have a chazaka on the wall, the stuff that fell. And we therefore, fichach im nafal akosel, if the wall falls down, the Mishnah continues, hamakom v'havanim shel shneihem. The makom and the place belongs to both. We split it. V'chein Megina, and so too in Egina. What's so too in Egina? Rashi says, V'chein Megina mechayben ashneim livnos b'makom shenogel ligdor b'emsa. So too in Egina, in the garden, we would obligate them to build the wall together if it is a place that had the minhag to build. Now, makom shenohagu ligdor, V'chein Megina makom shenogel ligdor mechayben also. So too in Egina, if it's a place where they have the minhag to make a wall between them, mechayben also. We obligate them, we force them to do so. Aval b'bika, but if you come into the valley, the idea is that in the valley, in the fields in the valley, there is no presumption of privacy. If there is the minog not to build, also you can't obligate the other guy, the neighbor, to build the wall because there's no expectation of privacy. Rather in Ratza, if one guy wants privacy, then kones the sok shalo, he should then build the wall totally on his property, pull the wall into his property, ubona, and builds it. The also chazitz mivachutz. And he makes a chazis on the outside. Machlokas is what a chazis is. Some say it's a window. Some say it's some sort of overhang. The idea is that he makes some sort of indication on the bricks that are facing his side of the field that it's an indication that he built it. Therefore, if the wall falls, lefichach im nafal hakosel hamakom v'havanim shelo. The makom and the walls are his because he built it completely. And we have this chazis to show that it belonged to him. Now, v'im asu midash nehem. Now, if they built, now I'm not sure if this is going on the entire Mishnah or just going on the Bika. Im asu midash nehem, bon mesakosal v'emsa. You build the wall in the middle. V'osin chazas mikan umikan. You make an indication of the window on either side of the wall. L'fichach im nafal. Therefore, if the wall falls down, l'fichach im nafal akosel hamakav avanim shal shnehem. The place and the stones belong to both of them. So I'm not sure why. Is this the first part of the Mishnah also says that they want to make mechitza, and there we didn't mention any chazas. We're only mentioning a chazas at the end. Right. I'm not sure.
Just a second, you're like saying with building materials.
Right.
Called from Midah Hamadiyah, but let's say they have to conform to the code, or they want to do a fancy wall.
So if they want to do things together, we'll see. So Tosos says, Tosos asks, Tosos Mikvil Zenos and Gimel Tvachim. He says, look at Tosos Mikvil. It's the third line. Im Tomar. Amai itzterich l'misne midas gvil v'gazis. Why do you have to mention the width of the gvil and the gazis? Kevan detanan akol ke minhag medina. Once the Mishnah mentions akol ke minhag medina, kemoshe nagu ken yasu. Whatever the minhag is, that's what they should do. You can't force anyone to do more. Just do the minhag. He says v'yesh lomar the im nagu yoser mivah b'gvil. Basically, it's giving the upper limits. If the minhag was to do more than 6 by gvil, lo yaseh. You can't force the other guy. If the minhag of the Medina is that to do 8 by gvil, then the guy could say, no, the Mishnah's limitation is this new 6 by gvil to give you more. Right? V'chein kulam, ela kishir hamerfuras. V'umiyu, im nogu lasos pachok mivav, if the minhag was to do less than 6, yaseh, then they can agree. I mean, this is only the upper limit. This is the maximum that has to be done. The minhag can't go above this amount. Even if they would do hutzadafna, I think it would be like shrubberies or bushes. Even if they were knowing with hutzadafna, that you can do. And if you skip a little bit down, this is the nirla rabbeinu tam, the dafka b'hutzadafna. The minimum amount that can be done would be hutzadafna. Aval pachos mikam, but anything less than hutzadafna. Anything that's what the Gemara usually called a mesipas, which are like these pens that you put into the ground. Pachos mikan afilu nahagu, even if that apparently was the minhag in the area, minhag hejotu. That is a silly minhag. It's a minhag hejot. You can't, because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't prevent It doesn't prevent that hezek riyah. It's going to fall down. It doesn't do anything. Umochiach mikan, and Rabbeinu Tam proves from here, diyesh min hagim she'ein lismoch aleihem. There are certain customs that you have no obligation to rely upon them. Afil hecha detanan kol kaminug medina. Even if it says kol kaminug medina, there are lower limitations. So according to Tosos, what's going on here is that the it's giving you the numbers to say that if the minhag goes above those numbers, you can't be forced to go above these numbers. These are maximum amounts. You can go lower, but you can't be forced to go higher. So the Rush says that the reason why it says Kaminug Medina, he says Nira Lafarish that Kol Kaminug Medina Lokai Ela Ikar Hamechitza Kimin Hagam Levnosam Im Gvil Ogazis. The Kaminug Medina goes on the material. Kol Kaminug Medina would be the material. Once you get the Kol Kaminug Medina on the material, then you have to go by the numbers listed in the Gemara. Avashir Ove Yachomos Lav Min Hagatani Milsa Ela Bashir Mefurish Mishnasenu. The Himnagu Biyoser Lo Kafinale. You can't force them to do more. The Kimli Rabban and the Lo Bait Fe that you don't know. Himnagu Pachos Minagaru Huozli Masrei. The Rush says you can't do any less. You can't. Mutosa says you could do less. You can't do more. The Rush says you can't even do any less. The Rush says that the Minog is just to give you the building material, and then you have to use the Shirim in the Mishnah. That's that Tosos. The next Tosos, you can spend days on this Mishnah. We'll do it in like 5 minutes. Okay. You spend days on this Mishnah. Tosa says, Lefichach. Therefore, if the wall falls down, it belongs to both of them. So Tosa says, Tosa's Lefichach, which Lefichach, Tosa says, Perish, Lefisha, Bonim, Akosel, Bakarcham, since you forced them to build a wall, O Mishum, the Hiknos, Elazel, Aslos, Gudo, Lushnakam, or they both made a kingdom with each other to make the wall between them, Vichigon, Diaduolanu, Adayin, says, we already know. We still know v'zochrim shehekniu zelazem. We recognize that they built it, and we'll say listen about. Okay, we'll get to that. So he says im tomar umay ira mishum the bonim akosu bar korcham. Why is it that it belongs to both of them? Because we know that they built the wall. You know, they forced them to build a wall. Belav hachi nami havishal shneim. It should belong to both of them. Afilu nafal reshusa dechad binayu keva de ein chazis lo lazev lo lazev. There's no chazis. We said in the end of the Mishnah, I mentioned, if you have the chazis, you have this window, that indicates that it belongs to one of them. The first part of the Mishnah doesn't mention any chazis. So of course it should belong to both of them. There's no indication one way or the other.
The very first lines of the Mishnah,
so we'll see what it is. Patience. The Im Tomar, right? Kedaparka Gemara, like, there's no chazis. Kedaparka Gemara, Gabi Bika, lo yaseh chazis, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. Vi have, deheyach nafal rishuso. Okay, and then it continues. He says, so that's question number one. And he says, if you go further on, when I'm buying the chamor, and they had to give birth. We had it before where the house fell down, right? We said, we look at the chazaka, we have a chazaka. Who's holding the property? Whose possession is it in? Right, the left side reshus man dekaim. We'll have the idach amotzim lechaver alavaraya. Should be the other one. Should be amotzim lechaver alavaraya. Basically, we should say over here also. The wall fell down. Whoever's property it's in, he should be the muchzak. They say amotzim lechaver alavaraya. And if we mentioned there are two ways that you look at amotzim lechaver alavaraya. Either we looked at it as a biror, or we looked at it as a hanhaga that we have to have some sort of process. So over there, we said we don't know for sure. We have a process. Let it fall. Whoever fell into, he'll be the one who's the in possession, and the other guy is the motzi. One guy has to be the possessor, one guy has to be the motzi. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why does Rashi say no? The Gemara says no. So Tosos answers, he says, Hainu mishum de hasam over there, mitchila muvrar haya hadavar, who bershus echa mehem nolad hasavik, aval hacha meikara nolad hasavik. There's a difference as to when the suffik was nolad. Over there, when the house was standing, there's no suffik. We know it belongs to both of them. Therefore, the suffik is nolad only after the house falls. Here, Tosos is saying, "Hacha meikara nolah suffik v'hayu bo lechol ba'ocha kol sakayim hayu cholkin b'shava misuffik afilu rabban l'sumchus." Over here, when you're looking at the wall, there's no chazus on either side. Right away, it's almost like a drudge and rona. The suffik is automatic. We have no indication of who the wall belongs to because it's right smack in the middle. So therefore, when the wall falls down, he's being muksak achar nolad leidas hasafik. That's what Tosos says. And if you grab something after the suffik already began, similar to the sugya of takful kohen on davav and bav metziah, we can be motzi miyado. We can take it out of your hands because the suffik there, the suffik was nolad only upon it falling.
Here, the suffix is null even beforehand. So just because you grabbed it after the suffix started, there's no muhzakus, and therefore it's not hamotzi mechaveru al haraya. Okay. So now, we had mentioned, we'll get to the Gemara now, we had mentioned that we said hashutven shirotzu lasos mechitza, and we translated the word mechitza to be a wall. The Gemara is now going to go through the Mishnah, go through Shaka Vataria, try it between two lishnonos in the Gemara as to whether mechitza means a wall, or mechitza means they want to make a division. So hashutven shirotzu lasos mechitza, does it mean the shutven who want to make a wall, or the shutven who want to divide their property? So we're going to go back and forth. Now, today we're going to go through the Gemara based on the one way that we learned it right now, that it means a wall. We're going to ask some questions. And tomorrow, starting on Daf Gimel, it says, L'shachrina, damai mechitza plukta. The mechitza means a division. They divide it, and you have to read the Mishnah that, based on that. So the Gemara says as follows. Avrua, my mechitza, what's a mechitza in the Mishnah? Guda, it's a wall. Kidatanya, so we have the following brisa that says, that proves that a mechitza is a wall. Mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. The mechitza of a vineyard that broke down. What's the mechitza? The wall. You have a wall up between the vineyard and the wheat. It's mechitza sakarem. It's to prevent the great vines from going into the wheat field, to prevent kalayim. So mechitza sakarem shenifritza. So you see right away, that's Uriah. But now we have to talk about the price that they bring down. What's the price that they bring down? Mechitza sakarem shenifritza. Omer lo gador. We say to him, again these pronouns, we don't know who he is, but we say to him, gador, rebuild the wall. Chazra v'nifritza, if it fell down again, omrim lo gedur. We say to him, gedur. Right? Who's to him? Rashi says, omer lo, lebal hakerem gedur. We say to the owner of the vines, you have to rebuild the wall, because it's on you, it's incumbent upon you to prevent your vines from going into the wheat field.
Which wheat field?
Somebody else's.
He's saying to the, who's saying to who?
So we are saying to him, that's what we're trying to figure out, who's this lo? Omer lo gedur. We say to the bal hakerem, gedur ata, you have to put up the wall. Shelo yesru gifanecha es tuas hasadeh. You can't put up so your gifanim don't aser the wheat in the field. Mishum klayim. Lefisha samach, he says why? Lefisha samach bal hasadeh et zrov samach legeder. Because the guy put his vines too close to the wall. Kidatam perek sheni, as we'll see in the second perek, hayegeder ben sayim, if you have a wall between them, zes somech legeder mikan es ilyonosav, vezes somech legeder es zra'av, mikan vikan, ukeshein sham geder, lo yito adam ilon somos dechaver, elgin hechu men dal amos. You have to be distant from four amos, so really they say that it's the guy, the kerem is the one who's supposed to be away. Kidei avodas hakerem, the bahachi havi klein. He needs four amos to work the field, so he's the one who's too close. So he shouldn't have been that close to begin with. So he's the one who has to pull back. So Omer lo gedor, chazer v'nifta Omer lo gedor, nisyayish, if he gives up, nisyayish hemenu, v'lo gadra, and he doesn't put the wall up, hareze kidesh, then that can create, that creates kilayim if it mixes to the level of 1 and 200. That's the idea of kilayim. So why does he have to have yayish? So Tosa says, dafka nisyayish. Avalonisayish, if he doesn't give up, the osek called Shah Ligdor, and he's trying to build the wall, Afal Pisha Hosef Mesayim, even if during that time it gets to the level of 1 to 200, mutar, it's still for Ayn Snakilayim, Kidatam Sakhlayim, Haroa Yag Brikar Amra Kishagila Sham El Laktenu, Hosef Masayim Mutar. If you still have in mind to remove it, part of the concept of Kilayim is that you nichale with the mixture. But if you're working to get rid of the mixture, then it doesn't create the Kilayim. He says, like over there, he says, when I get there, then I'll grab it up. Hosted Messiah, Mutter. He says, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to, when I come back later, then Hosted Messiah, it's Usher. The idea is, if as long as he's not Nikle, as long as he's not okay with what the status quo right now, it doesn't create Kilayim. So, Nityayish Yemenu, so if he gives up hope, right, the Lone Gajrod, he doesn't make the wall, Hareze Kidesh. And he's chayev with the achrayas. I mean, he now is obligated. He's the one who's the mazik. He's the damager. The guy who does the guy, the bal kerem. But Tosos again says, every Tosos is so to stick over here. So you have to do Tosos. He says, v'chayev achrayaso. Tosos says, why is he chayev? It has a chain of nicker. Can you see Isser in the objects? So he says, v'afal gav. The hezek she'en a nikkar lo shema hezek, even though we say hezek she'en a nikkar is not considered hezek, near a lari, he says to the ri says, the high chashiv hezek nikkar, here is considered hezek nikkar, shere nikkar hu shehu kilayim, kishero hagafonim esadeh. You can recognize the kilayim when you see them mixing together. The problem with the Ri'is, though, is that that doesn't, just seeing them two mixed together doesn't create kilayim. You still have to have the Nisya'ya Shemenu. So it doesn't, just because they're mixed together, that's what the other Mishonim asked on the Ri, it's not Hezek Nikar, because the Hezek here is halachic. It's not physical. And even if it is physical, you're still missing a step. You still don't know whether or not he gave up hope of removing it. So that's a kash in the Ri. He says, Kishiroa Gefar Mesodeh Umetame. And he says, Afa Pi Sharon, he makes a chilek. He says, Afa Pi Sharon Hasheretz Al Hataros, Lo Chashiv Hezek Nikar, Demiyo De Im Hokshiro. He says, if you see a Sheretz on Taharos, something that's Tahar, if I put a Sheretz onto your Tahar object, there we say it's Hezek Sheino Nikar, because the reason admits, over there you never know if the item was hooked to the kabbatum, if it got wet before from the Yav Shachadam, got wet from one of the seven liquids that make it hooked to the kabbatum. So to Ovir, who says that you know that the guy was Mizgayish? So I don't know, what's the chilik between the Ri? Spend time on that. Okay. Now the Gemara says as follows, similar to what you were mentioning, Yossi. The Mishnah says, Taimo Deratsu. The reason why they build the wall is only because they wanted to. They wanted to build the wall. Halo Ratsu, but had they not wanted to build the wall, we can leave the status quo. Halo Ratsu, aim the Chayvin also. We wouldn't obligate them. Alma, we see from here, Hezek Ri'ya, Lav Shmei Hezek. The concept of damaging Hezek Ri'ya, of damaged looking, is not considered Hezek. If Hezek Ri'ya was a Hezek, there would no be Ratsu Lo Ratsu. If one guy wants it, you would force the other guy to do it, because you're damaging me with your Ri'ya.
Machlokas. Also, there wouldn't be the minimum height, because I may not protect from Hezek Ri'ya.
Well, the minimum, I guess, would be the minimum that would. That's, I think that's
no,
what some of the.
It's the Minhag HaMedina.
Right, so according to the Rosh, the Minhag HaMedina was only which one that you can use. Once you use that, then the Mishnah gives you the minimum shear that has to be used to prevent it from Hezek Ri'ya, to prevent it from falling. And according to Tosos, all of these things prevent it. If you go further down to Masipas, that's where Tosos says it's too little, because that's going to keep falling down. But you're right. But these shiurim are made, according to the Andaman, but these shiurim are made to prevent the Hezek Ri'ya. What is the Hezek Ri'ya? What's the damage that's caused? So there's brought down, either it is that when I do my acts in my chutz here now, I'm embarrassed from you seeing me, or it's actually going to be moneya me, to prevent me from doing what I want to do in the chutz here. So is that type of damage, it's not actual physical damage, but is that type of damage halakhically considered damage to warrant an obligation to prevent it? Okay, so he says, if you can't force them to build the wall, I mean, they only build the wall if they want to, so then you see that Hezek Ri'ya, Lav Shmei Hezek. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Ve'ema, but maybe you should say, Mechitza Plukta. Maybe you should say that Mechitza in the Mishnah means a division. Hashutfim Sharatsu Lachlo, right? They want to make a division. So once they want to divide the Chatzer, this is my portion, this is your portion, then automatically the wall goes up. If that's the case, that shows that Hezek Ri'ya is Hezek. He says, Alma Hezek Ri'ya Shmei Hezek. And Rashi says, Plukta, Chalukas Hasadar, Shehush V'daika Mechoka. They want to split the field. Ukegon Shelo Hayaba, Ches Amos Kadei Lezeh, Dechadei Lezeh, Shein Echa Yochel Lachof Eschavei Lecholka. We'll see before that in order to force a split, you know, you have to want to split, but in order to force a split, the Chatzar has to be a certain size. The Chatzar is below eight, each one doesn't have eight Amos, you can't force the other to split the Chatzar here. So that's why Ratzu is over here. They want to split. So once they want to split, like Lahakatan and Sharatsu, Shakeva and Sharatsu Lacholka, once they agree to split, because they can't force each other to split, but once they do agree to split, Bonim Kotel Avonim Akorcham, then you force them to build a wall. The Imba Echad Lomer EF should be TSO, that I don't want to do this, I don't want to pay for it. Elam Asipas Bialma, I just want to put up these pegs. Ain't Shomi Lomi Shum Hezek Ri'ya. So if you're going to force them to build a wall, that show, if you say that the Mechitza is splitting, then you're going to force them to build a wall, and then Hezek Ri'ya is Hezek. Alma Hezek Reish Me Hezek. Ihachi, if that's the case, Hasharatsu lasos mechitza, sharatsu lachsos mi baile. The wording of the Mishnah is bad, wrong then. It should be shutfin haratsu lasos mechitza. It should be shutfin sharatsu lachsos, to split, to divide. That should be the wording of the Mishnah. So the Gemara then says, Elamai guda. You can say that mechitza means a wall. Mechitza means a wall. The words of the Mishnah are also no good if we say that mechitza means a wall. Bonim es hakosel, bonim osa mi baile. Well, read the Mishnah that says that Mechitza means a wall. So then you read, Hashutvin Sharatsu Lasos, a wall. If the Shutvin want to make a wall, Bachatzir, they build the wall in the Emser. Why do you have to use two nouns? Once you've already had the noun in the sentence, the second one should be the pronoun. It should then say, Hashutvin Sharatsu Lasos Mechitza, Bachatzir, Bonin, also Emser. Because they're talking about the wall. Why do you have to redo the noun? So he says, Elamai, back in the Gemara, my Guda, Elamai Guda, so Bonim is a Koso, Bonim Osomi Bailei. So the Gemara says, no, Itana Oso had just said Oso have a mean of a sipus ba'alma. You would have thought that you can just use these pegs, Kamash Malon, that it has to be a coastal. Kushufin who want to make the wall, it has to be a real wall. If you want to make a lowercase wall, you have to make an uppercase wall. You can't use the masipas. So then the Mishnah says, Bonim as a kotel the emsa. Right, you build a wall in the middle. You build a wall in the middle. So Pshita, that's Pasha. Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think?
This is a great mark for our new president.
What? Bolin, well, but they have to pay for it. Pshita, lo tzricha dekadim chad v'ratzei lechavre. What happened was, you need this thing to tell you that the ratzei chad b'nai lechavre says, bikesh min l'chok of mechitza. One guy says, he convinces him to build it. The second guy can say to him, "Ki is ratzi lecha b'avira b'tashmishi lo it's ratzi lecha kamash malon." The guy would have said, "I come up to you and say, let's split it." He said, "Okay, like, okay. Now that you agreed to split it, give me the money for half of it." He goes, "No, I already agreed. I already agreed that you can put up the wall and then you can block my heir. So I only gave him my heir rights. I wasn't interested in giving up actual physical property." Kamash malon. He says, "No. Once you agree to build a wall, you have to pay for it. If you don't agree to build a wall, then you don't have to pay for it." There it is. But he says you have to agree to build a wall. If you agree to split it, that if you agree to build a wall, that includes the makom. It doesn't only in the erat. So that's why it's even though it's muk. That's why it says bon kosel emsa to tell you that there is no argument to say otherwise. So then the Gemara says the hezek re'iyah lash me hezek. You're not telling me based on the first way of leading the Mishnah that bonim is a kosel, bonim is a kushim rotz lasot smechitza, you build a wall in the middle. So rotz lasot smechitza means only if they want to. If they don't want to, they don't have to build a wall, which means they can't force you to build a wall. Therefore, hezek re'iyah is not considered hezek. So the Gemara says, really? Is hezek re'iyah not hezek? The Gemara is now to go through a whole bunch of cases where you find hezek re'iyah. In the end, we're going to say that in all these other instances, there is hezek re'iyah. But here, when you have a chatzar facing a chatzar, there is no hezek riyah. But the other cases, which we'll see, there is going to be hezek riyah. So you have to read the simanim simon gina kosel kofin chol kechalonos of Nachman. So tashma v'chein begina. It says so too in a gina. So too in a gina what? So it's v'chein begina is Rashi. V'chein begina. Oh, it says so too in the gina. So too you have to build a wall in the gina. So we think just like you have to force them to build a wall in the gina, so too you force them to build a wall in the chatzer, and it, because it has a griya. Rashi says, so the Gemara answer is no gina shiny. Kid Rabbi Abad, Am Rabbi Amma, Am Rabbuna, Rabhuda, Am Rab, also Adam Lama Basad Chavero, Bishashi Yemedis Bekomosea. You're not allowed to stand in your friend's field, your field, and watching your friend's stuff grow because of Ayin Hara. Right? Rashi says that. So you said over here, we say that, but it says v'chein begina, that so to nagina you have to build a wall. So the havamina would be, just like in nagina you're forced to build a wall, so too by the chatzah you're forced to build a wall. It says no, gina is different because there's another reason by the gina to have the separation, because by the gina you're growing produce and you're worried about somebody looking at your stuff about ayin hara. So, but you don't have that by the chatzah. Chatzah you just use, it's just for tashmishim. It's not for growing anything. So the Gemara then says, it says so too. Rashi says, that's v'chein is mashma the same. It says v'chein v'gina. So just by gina, you told me there's hezek riyah. So too by chatzer there's hezek riyah. So the Gemara says no. The v'chein goes on the materials. V'chein aktani agvil v'gazis. The v'chein is going on the materials, just like in the chatzer. You have to use, if it's in makom to use gvil, so too in the gina, if it's makom to use gvil, you have to use gvil. So the v'chein goes on to building materials, same machlokas rash, hosos and the rush would apply there. That's what v'chein is. So you see now, there is hezek riyah between two ginos. There's no hezek riyah still between two chatzeros. So tashba, I'll give you another case. Koltel chatzer shenafal, if I have a wall that's in a chatzer, separating two chatzers, dividing two chatzeros, shenafal and it falls, mechayvin oso livnos adal and amos. You force them to rebuild it up to Dalan Amos. Why do you force them to rebuild it? Must be, Rashi says, well, hachalokatani ratza. Here it doesn't say ratzu, it says al korcho. You force them to rebuild it. Because why? Because hezek riyah. Tosfos Gemara says, no. Nafal shiny. When it falls, it's different. Rashi says, nafal shiny, shekfar nisratzu rishonim bekosel. They already wanted to have it to kotel over there. So the same ratzum that they had before translates forward.
Yeah, I mean,
but they were there. They were already there with it.
They already had the wall up. Tosos has a better. Tosos pshat is shehurglu lasos davar hatsanua bichotzer velo lamdu lo yizar zemizeh. Since they had the wall and they're used to the wall being there, so they were doing dvarim tsnuim in their chotzer. So now that it falls down, they don't know. They're not used to not having this. So then that so hesek ria would apply if the wall was pre-existing. But to create a new wall, to create an additional wall, maybe you don't say hesek ria. So the Gemara says that's so simple with the karila my karila. So what was the havamina? That's so simple. He says, right? Rashi says, V'chi lo yodah d'nafal shani. Oh no, he didn't ask the pagina. But he says, V'chi lo yodah d'nafal shani. So he says, no, seifa itzrichle. The reason why they have the word nafal is because of the seifa of that brisa. Because midalva amas lumala aim l'chayv so. It says the wall fell down. Even if that wall initially was over dalal amos, when you force them to rebuild it, it doesn't. They don't care force above dalal amos. Rashi says, klomar hu dinam meikara v'hai dekatani nafal mishum seifa liashmiunin di yos midal amos aim l'chayvin. V'yafal pisha rishon hayigavoi yos shelo l'chayvin. You can't force them to go above. Okay, so nafal shiny. So tashma. Well, the next case, kofin oso livnos beishar v'deles l'chatzer. Shema mina hezek ria shmei hezek. That's weird. Over here, they have the Shema mina. The other two cases, they don't have the Shema mina. But over here, he says kofin oso. Rashi says kol acham yivnei chatzer laseis chalko bevinyan. They want to build everyone in the chatzer. The chatzer opens up to Rosh Hashanah, so they're concerned with the people of Rosh Hashanah looking in. So you force everybody to build the beishar, this sort of this house, this watchtower. Everyone has to chip in to protect from the hezek ria coming in from the outside. So the Gemara says no. Again, hezekah deravim shani. Hezekah from the Rabbim is different. Rashi says, Shekol b'nei Rishis HaRabim, Nistalkim Sham. There, everyone's looking in. Here, it's just my neighbor. I'm used to him being there. There's no Hezek Riyah. But Hezek from the outside to the inside, there is Hezek Riyah. So the Gemara says, Udi Yachid Lo, and there is no Hezek Riyah by an individual. Well, Tashma, let's look at the next case. Ein Cholkim Es HaChotzer Ad Shiyeh B'dal Amos Lazeh B'dal Amos Lazeh. That's what we just mentioned in Rashi. The only way you can split a Chotzer, the only way you can force a split of a chatzer is if after the division, each one would have dalat amos. Because less than dalat amos, it's not useful. So Rashi says, "Ein echad kofes chaveru lachlo." You can't force your neighbor to split the chatzer unless at the end, each one would have dalat amos. Right? So he says, "Ein chokim es chatzer ad sheyeh ba dalat amos lezeh v'dalat amos lezeh. Hayesh ba kidei lezeh v'chidei lezeh." If you do have more than dalat amos, then we can force the split. So Gemara's assumption is my lab bikotel. So how do you make the split? How do you divide it? Must be with a wall. So Gemara says no. Lo b'mesipas malma. There you can just use these pegs. You can just make a border line. They don't want to build a wall here. They just wanted to divide. If they want to divide, then divide. Fine. You don't have to build a wall. Just divide it for the property rights. So there's no raya again over here. Tashma. We'll bring another case. Hachalonos, the windows, beim ilamala, beim ilamata, ubeim ikinegdod, dalan amos. The windows, whether they're above or below or across, have to be removed, have to be separated by dalan amos. What's the case? The Garashi, Hachalonos. Echad mibnei hashutfin, habone kosel bechotzer, kineged chalonosav shel chaveiro. So I'm building a wall, I'm pulling it into my own property, I'm building a wall, and it's facing the windows of your house. Facing the windows of your house. So my whether my wall is, meaning im hakosa gavoa yosem in achalanos, if my wall is going to extend above, be higher than the windows in your house, tzarech lahagbia lemala mehen dalat amos. I have to make sure that the wall is at least 4 amos above the window, because then I can't bend down to look in and see. And I can bend down and I can look. And bein lamata imakosel nomach min achalonos. If my wall is going to be lower than your windows, sorich lahashpilo mehen dala amos kidei shelo yamod olove kol tavir. I guess they have to be at least 4 amos below the window, so I can't stand on the wall and see. Can't bend down to see. I can't stand to see. Umichenegon, and I have to distance. Rashi says sorich laharkich as a kosel min achalonos dala amos kidei shelo yafil. And I have to remove. At the wall has to be removed in the distance of Dalat Amos, so I don't darken your window. Right? I mean, in law school, there was a famous case between the fountain blue and the Edenrock with the air rights. They built the fountain blue too high, and the Edenrock sued because of the darkened the Edenrock. I forgot the name of that case. I also forgot the outcome, but right. I'm assuming the fountain blue won because it's still standing. Right. Okay.
The Edenrock, you do feel it.
You feel that it's dark. Yeah, okay.
A lot of shade.
Okay. So you see here, so you have to separate, and you have to
build the wall either higher or lower than the window to avoid looking into the house. So the Gemara again says, Hezeka de Bayishani. No, Hezekri in the house is different. Because in the house, you always do your private things, right? Hezeka de Bayishani, Rashi says, Sha'adam Osir Beveso Divrei Hatsena, Hatsanua. You do private things in your house. In the Chatzir, you don't necessarily do those private things. It's outside. So yeah, so you have to prevent someone, you have to prevent Hezekriya from the outside into my house. So again, now we say that we have Hezekriya in Agina. We have Hezekriya if they were used to it. You have Hezekriya in the, what was the other one? You have Hezekriya in the Bias. There's a fourth one so far. Right. So then we say another proof. Tashma, of another proof. Tenth proof. The Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Gag Hasamach Lechatzer Chavero. If I have the roof of my chatzer, the roof of my house next to the chatzer of my friend, Osin lo makik avod dalet amos. I have to make a fence on the top of the roof, dalet amos, so I can't just look in to my friend's chatzer. I have to protect his chatzer. So now you see you have Hezekriya protecting the chatzer. So now you see Hezekriya by chatzer. Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, it's different over there, to Amalei Bala Chatz, the Bala Gag. Because the Bala, owner of the chatzer can say to the Bala Chatz, to the owner of the roof, Lididi kvili tashmishi, lididach lo kvilach tashmisecha. For me, I always use, you'll always know when I'm doing my stuff in the chatzer. I can never know what's going on in your house, right? I'll never know when you're going to be in the house looking out, and if I want to do anything sanua, I won't be able to protect myself. But when it comes to the chatzer, Rashi says, top Rashi and Amud Aleph, aval chatzer hachalukot to tavayu, in the chatzer, they always constantly are using the chatzer. So I'll never do dvarim tznuim in the chatzer because you're always there. Because I know your schedule. So if I know your schedule, either I can protect myself or I'm never going to do anything anyway. So from the roof to the chatzer, we'll say there is hezekriya. Bottom line is, maskan according to this, is in all these other cases, there is hezekriya, but from a chatzer to another chatzer, then there is no hezekriya.
They didn't have like a shade or
something.
What does that mean? Shades on the
window. No, I guess they didn't have window shades. I don't think they had window shades. Maybe paper shades. I don't know. It doesn't mention it. I have no idea whether they. I don't know. Did they find any window shades in archaeological digs?
No, it couldn't.
Yeah, but it's not his. But why do I have to protect myself? You're looking in. You're looking in. The shades are for me. You have to prevent also from looking in. You're doing the damage. And maybe that's machlokes of Yossi and Chachamim. Who has to be mazik? I don't. And no one mentions window shades. I guess there wasn't a big business back then. So I don't know. It's interesting. That's why the Gina. The Gina is you're worried. You're not. That's not even my Gina. It's Amr. It's Rav Huna who says, "Asul Adam Lamo Besada Chaver B'Shashi Yemes Mekom." Say I don't have a. It doesn't have like an Ein Mishpat letter over it over there. So I don't know whether the Rambam would hold that. The Gemara also talks about Shadim, and the Rambam ignores those as well. But Rashi says, so maybe the Rambam would have a different reason other than the Ayin Ra.
Rashi says
Ayin Ra. The Gemara doesn't say Ayin Ra. The Gemara just says you're not allowed to stand there. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow on the top. Tomorrow you pick up with the Lishna Chrina, who's going to tell you that Mechitza means a division, and then it's going to run, and therefore if Mechitza is a division, that means you hold Hezek Re'iyah, Shemei Hezek, and then you can go through a whole litany of proofs and say, oh, is it really Hezek? And go through these other proofs probably in the opposite way and have to answer those. Okay, we'll stop here.
Do you want to hear a funny story?